and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So there's Ami singing us in as she's done for 28 plus years, and we did a splendid Equinox Kahoot. You can find that at coyotenetworknews.com. It was "The Magic is Real." Oh, when we get down, we go, no, 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 what we hope is true is true. So, and Ami is off on her indefatigable tour for singing for women's rights in Abu Dhabi and Qatar. So here we are. We be voting for the earth. This is the last day of fund drive for the Visionary Activist Show. While answering Antonia Machado's query, what have we done with the garden entrusted to us? We are available to mystery and we're willing to participate. We'll be woofing the dedicated work of Sean Patrick O'Donohue and John Perlin. Sean Patrick O'Donohue was going to be the guest last week and this week, but he had emergency surgery from which he's recovering well. I even called him yesterday going, radio? And he goes, no. We go, okay, we honor you. We honor you. We will pledge for your fabulous book, which is The Silver Branch in the Other World, as an honor to your recovery and your dedicated life. The Silver Branch in the Other World, for a pledge of $125, where we then will have honoring John Perlin and his fabulous book, A Forest Journey, for a pledge of $190. We'll be offering Alan Watts's 28-hour collection, digital or CD, for a pledge of $120. We have Diana Beresford Kroger to speak for the trees for a pledge of $120. And of course, any amount is completely welcome by calling 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org. So we're going to play some fabulous music to start. Remember the ecstatic kinship, to encourage us all to undulate. This music that we're about to play is irresistible, to undulate in Majnun kinship and all the things we want, so undulating with big mystery, with deep grief and enthusiasm, all in this brew, we're all in this dream together, and we are here, of course, to not let the narrative of all of our discourse be constrained by, two-party this or that, and it's like, no, with this music, let conversing unfurl, converse, a wonderful word, con, with, verse, turning, we're all in this giant turning together. We're 40 days out from the election, all hands on deck in our vessels, our crafty vessels in which we're setting sail in this wild sea. The level of cruel demonic malevolence must not be unleashed on life. Everyone undulate together. Big changes are completely possible. Uranus trickster genius has arrived at the degree of composting colonialism. Let's do that, undulate for that. So we'll be right with you with this wonderful music. Just go with it. It's from Ja Wobble, "I'm Algerian."
Whoa!
Whoa, thank you, Jawabble. I'm Algerian, that we all undulate in Majnun kinship. Remember, Majnun means crazy for the divine. It's part of our dynamic. You know, for the moment, we're all voting for the earth. There are countries, may those borders be dissolved in the fullness of time. There are political parties, may they transform into democracy. It's all fluid, but what is our next expedient dynamic? Whoa. So we have a plethora of enticements and profferings. We are honoring Sean Patrick O'Donoghue, who is recovering well. He's recovering well in the hospital. But just, a shout out to him would be great as you pledge for his splendid book, The Silver Branch in the Other World. All these, what we're offering, really go together. They really go together as part of our voting for the earth. You know, The Silver Branch in the Other World, forest magic with plant and fungi allies. It's exquisite. Braiding together insights from herbalism, ecology, neurobiology, psychology, Irish history, and magical tradition. Sean Patrick O'Donoghue shows how we can tap into the flow of communication from the wild world and our ancestral traditions. He's a poet and herbalist living in Western Maine and recovering in the hospital right now. So you can pledge again for his really great book, The Silver Branch in the Other World. It would be good for KBFA. It would be good for Sean. It would be good for the Visionary Activist Show. 1-800-439-5732 or KPFA. .org. And then just, we have great to and fro with listeners. So I'm talking to you, Michael C. Vasey. I got an email from him last week going, "Hello, I was driving yesterday and heard your wonderful show. Unfortunately, I couldn't stop to pledge. I'd like to pledge $120 and get the Alan Watts 28 series of lectures. Is it still possible?" Yes. Yes, I wrote back to him, now would be really good. You can be priming the pump. It's a grand time for you, Michael Vasey, by calling 800-439-5732. That's adorable. I'm in correspondence with a lot of listeners, allies, one or two grumpy, mostly wonderful, cahooting. Again, let's have a modicum of Yorna says, trickster, genius, democracy, equality, synchronicity. Let's aspire to embody what we're dedicated to, a kind of democratic animism, a kind of good manners. We can still be spicy and critical, but a kind of good manners. And democracy, equality, synchronicity, part of Yorna's, is dynamic within us and without, if we treat each other well, not nice, because nice comes from nescient, which means ignorant, but straight across. Hey, how you doing? Woof, woof. Here's an offering. Reciprocal blessing is an excellent fuel on which to run. May it go well for you. And even if you have a dunderheaded thought system, may you be liberated while you dream tonight from your whatever it is. We want to revive, decolonize ourselves by reclaiming the power of blessing, Jupiter. This show, for 28 plus years, going on 29 right now, is on Thursdays, Thor's Days, Jupiter's Day, the night of Mushkal Gusha. He is the remover of all difficulties. And if we tell a story to someone who will help the needy, or give a gift to someone who will help the needy, the people who are in real need will always find their way. So it says. So this is a great time, to give a pledge in the name of Mushkal Gusha. There we go, in the name to Sean Patrick O'Donoghue. So we're going to play a little clip from Sean's and my last show. It's sort of like a 10-minute clip. We begin with, you'll hear, it begins with Igor Sesko's really great riff on propaganda. So here we go, Igor Sesko and Sean Patrick O'Donoghue. Here we go. Igor Sushko laying out propaganda.
I grew up in the USSR, and there the propaganda you got was alternate reality propaganda. My school told me to love Lenin more than my parents. This was falsehood peddled at you, designed to persuade you of a coherent alternate picture of reality. This is very different to Russian propaganda. Russian propaganda is not alternate reality propaganda. Russian propaganda is post-truth propaganda. It's designed to persuade you not into an opinion, but into inaction, into not doing politics. Russian propaganda asks you to not have political opinions, but it wants you to have two minimal opinions about political opinions. First, participating in politics is a bad idea. Only a fool does that. Private freedom is good, but public freedom is for idiots. This is an extreme project of depoliticization. The second opinion is a back-of-the-napkin theory of truth, which says, who knows what, if anything, is true? Which is, of course, a self-refuting position. To understand this more deeply, let's look at what I take to be the four central pillars of Russian Putinite propaganda. The first pillar of Putin's propaganda is doubt about truth itself. Here we get to the heart of how this propaganda works. It wants to convert the thirst each human has for truth into resistance to accepting that anything is true. It exploits your desire not to get duped by politics, to get you to doubt everything about politics, and eventually doubt the very possibility of acquiring truthful beliefs about politics at all. To apply this pillar to a terrible thing Russia does in Ukraine, their defense won't be, this isn't true, we didn't do it, but nobody can really know what's true. The second pillar of Russian propaganda is foregoing of consistency. About a terrible thing in Ukraine, the Kremlin might peddle two incompatible messages. It didn't happen, and it happened, but somebody else did it. The third pillar of Russian propaganda is saturation, volume, flooding. About a terrible thing done in Ukraine, this might mean not taking two, but eight incompatible positions. It didn't happen, somebody else did it, it was staged, we did it, but we were forced to, Ukraine did it, NATO did it, the planet Saturn did it, the planet Saturn didn't do it, but its rings did. The fourth pillar of Russian propaganda is motivational internality. Think of this as the maxim that a person is only going to be motivated by what already motivates them. Unlike Soviet propaganda, Russian propaganda doesn't want to put into your head something that isn't already there. It wants to start with what already motivates you and then manipulate that. It's not trying to change your ideology. It's helping you spin out of control via your own ideological logic. Interfering in our democracies, the Kremlin's aim is not to take sides in our politics, but to make our political systems ungovernable by exacerbating what already divides us. Ungovernability is the aim. At this point, we need to recognize that Putin's propaganda has changed in a way that affects Russians, but doesn't affect us in the West. Since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Russian propaganda has moved 20 or 30% back to Soviet-style alternate reality propaganda. The content of this propaganda isn't Soviet. After all, the Soviet Union was a distorted hard-left regime, and Putin's regime is a fascist-sized hard-right tyranny. But the form is Soviet. It is alternate reality propaganda. 70% of the time, the Kremlin now tells Russians, believe nothing and nobody, not even us. 30% of the time, it now says, do believe us after all. We have an ideology to sell you. This is happening because Russia is a fascist-sized regime without a fascist-sized population. The regime knows that this disbalance is unsustainable, but it doesn't know how to change it, when to change it, and whether changing it is something that it can control. To sum up, for us, it's post-truth propaganda. For Russians, it's a combination of post-truth propaganda and alternate reality propaganda.
Oh, Igor Sushko is so smart. Thank you, Igor, for laying that out, and we will tease it into the mythological realm with Sean Padraic O'Donohue and his splendid book, The Silver Branch and the Other World. And I just have to put on the table this that was written more than a decade ago. It's Israel's Style of Public Relations. It's a quick guide. One, we haven't heard reports of deaths. We'll check on it. Two, people were killed, but by a faulty Palestinian rocket bomb. Three, okay, we killed them, but they were terrorists. Four, okay, they were civilians, but they were being used as human shields. Five, Okay, there were no fighters in the area, so it was our mistake, but we kill civilians by accident. They do it on purpose. 6. Okay, we kill far more civilians than they do, but look at how terrible other countries are. 7. Why are you still talking about Israel? Are you some kind of anti-Semite? Anyway, just, it's there we go. So propaganda. And we might say, you know, together, Sean, you know, what makes us passive is toxic. What makes us active is tonic. And these myths and these rituals live through us, right? I mean, and it is,
yeah,
no matter what, it's like, you know, bonfire or arson. So then we go, okay, so we choose here to align and participate, you know, and as Igor says, the purpose of propaganda is to discourage participation, disguised as savviness, or even progressive, we know too much to play. We'll get to that later. And also exaggerate what separates us, you know. And so really your dedication and this book and this time is about what connects us, what runs in our veins, you know, and this opportunity to gather now and to direct the heat, well, to honor the sorrow and to repent, and then maybe bring back what you introduced too, the raven, how is the raven part of our dynamic now?
Well, the raven has always been a messenger. The raven always speaks truth about what will come if the patterns that exist right now continue to prevail. And the raven is also the raven-feathered cloak. Is the cloak that she, who is the spirit of the land, wears when she needs to defend her sovereignty when it's under threat. And so later in autumn, we come to the time when we meet the one described in the old stories as the Morrigan, whose name was Anand. So the great queen, the Morrigan, and that's she who is wearing that raven-feathered cloak. But we're told her name was Anand, which is the Sanskrit word for bliss, and which is also related to Anya, the name of the midsummer sun. And so she can be both that ferocity of defending the land and her children, but also that bliss of welcoming and granting sovereignty to those who come with true hearts. And truth is such an interesting word, because when we trace back etymology of our English word truth, it's related to the English word troth, now archaic, but referring to our bonds and our agreements. And so when truth dissolves, our troths dissolve as well. And when we become betrothed to the land again, then truth can return.
And we plight our troth, right? That wonderful phrase.
Right.
We plight our troth. And I just wanted to put in here and then toss back and to and fro, but, you know, I'm encouraging that we plight our troth and that we more deeply define politics and political engagement as plighting our troth, as dedication to collective well-being. I mean, some people go, I'm spiritual, I don't engage in politics. And it's like, oh, speak to us about 1930s Germany. Again, it is dedication to collective well-being, and let's imbue the political process with the mythological as well, right, as we go. Politics as sacred ritual.
Right.
Yes, that's our aspiration. That's a smidgen of our wonderful ally, Sean, who is recovering as we speak now in the hospital after successful surgery. And so we're pledging to his dedicated life. He's doing well. But energetically really great. I told him we were going to be pitching his fabulous book. Anyway, the Silver Branch in the Other World for a pledge of $125. And then we're getting to John Perlin in some moments, you know, a wonderful ally of Sho, and his really great book, A Forest Journey, for a pledge of $190. And just to keep it sort of simple, Alan Watts is always good for a pledge of $120, a 28-hour collection. And then, just not to confuse everybody, but Diana Beresford Kroeger, To Speak for the Trees, for a pledge of $120. But let me go back for clarity. Sean's book, The Silver Branch in the Other World, for a pledge of $125, and you can do that monthly. A Forest Journey by John Perlin, for a pledge of $190, and you can do that monthly. You know, and we're still sending a call out to our ally in I think Sonoma, you know, to plight your troth, Michael Vasey, who wanted to pledge right by calling 800-439-5732. He missed it last week, but this time it's fine. But I want to thank Gene, even if you didn't mean to pledge to this show, but it was at 2:15 in Alameda. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Anonymous, who did mean to pledge to the show. Thank you. Thank you in Oakland. That's wonderful. We're super grateful. Let's prime the pump and keep it going. Yeah, and we are voting for the Earth, and just a little bit. I left a part of the equation right before the Sean and Igor clip. Jornis, trickster genius, right? Is, you know, awakening, intuition, nature's genius, experimental genius, that like our trickster within us all, that likes against all odds. It is at a particular degree of liberating ourselves from colonialism, liberating the earth from colonialism. So pledge for that, you know, plight troth. And it is associated with equality, democracy, synchronicity. And so I said, if we treat each other well, right? Hi, how you doing? With respect, which means respect, to look at again, then the rate of synchronicity increases dramatically. I have seen this to be true. So when we look down at somebody or up at somebody, or we are subjugated or subjugating, there's dominance, but there's no magic synchronicity. So this is good news for our team. If we treat each other well, if we aspire to embody democracy in our manners, relating to everything, to every groundhog and human and birds and all of that, then the rate of synchronicity increases. And it's good news because the Dementors may have more money, more lawyers, but if we treat each other well, have the right person, the right funding, the right pledging right now would be really great. And it all can work out well. A little bit of our chart, our guiding chart right now as we began, the moon at 29 Cancer, the last degree of Cancer opposite Pluto at the last degree of Capricorn. Thank you, Horace. Thank you, Horace in Oakland. Woof, 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 woof. Pledging for KPFA Election Watch Party. That's a good idea. Nobody should be alone during this thing. We want to be rooting for the best possible, whatever is truly best for everybody. Come on in. So thanks very much for that pledge, for plighting one's troth, to plight one's troth, you know, what we dedicate to. And it is a time full of danger, but the moon in Cancer opposite Pluto, that's the exact humming of the July 21st, 2024 full moon, which we've talked about a lot on this chart, on this show, but it sort of starts the whole thing, and it's when Octavia Butler's novel, The Parable of the Sower, began. She wrote it in 93, but it began July 21st, 2024. You know, and she's been, from the spirit world, helping us to rewrite from a dystopian we got another chance. So it's humming that today, you know, we're in this large cycle in which Big Mama, Moon in Cancer, is eager to be invited by everything that we do, what we pledge, what we do, what we donate to, you know, to incarnate into the actual structures of community governance. I love the support for the Haitian immigration community in Springfield. It's very moving that danger is in fact constellating a super competent, compassionate response. That's what we're pledging to here. Competent, compassionate response. I love also that the Haitian immigration rights have just brought criminal charges against Trump and Vance. Rightly so. You know, it's in the memesphere no matter what. Jane Goodall has just put out, you know, a talk saying, vote for nature, vote for the earth, choose the leader who is most likely to be responsible to the earth. There we go. Okay. Many things to touch on. So we have this moon Pluto, and we have this Pluto Uranus grand trine, you know, and it says, you know, it's like the backstage gods are like, we're here, we're available to be invited, and we're invited by any dedicated action that we imbue with symbolism, and we're here for big changes. What are the changes you would like, you know, and we're voting for that. You know, how big are the changes that everyone would like to see for democracy? You know, this is the ocean which we are setting forth on in our vessels, right? Vessel means container and boat, our dedicated vessels. You know, our coracles, like Inanna, crafting our vessels. Let's think of the Visionary Activist Show as a vessel. There we go. And the mothership, KPFA, these are vessels. You know, and we're all crafting our vessels, and may our vessels be skookum, connected to the spirits and completely competent for the work at hand. So let's go to John Perlin, who's been a guest several times, and it's his prodigious A Forest Journey was republished by Patagonia. You'll hear him talking about that. And we're offering it, you know, for a pledge of $190 by calling 800-439-5732 or on our online, kpfa.org, there we go. So John Perlin is one of our primary magnetizing pledge incentives for today, and he delineates how did we get here, this mega crisis, and what shall we do? This is radio magic to honor symbiotic mutualism. How can we humbly receive guidance from the forest about community to protect what we love, become like it, adopt its qualities, to protect wolves, become like wolves. Coyote strategy. You know, I've lived with an actual coyote, learned a lot. It's all a negotiation for reciprocal evolutionary benefit. Protect water, become like water. You know, retaining our forests, this is written about his book, retaining our forests can help resolve climate crisis, protect the integrity of many of our streams and rivers, and continue to provide food and shelter for much of the world's land animals, says Perlin, John Perlin, coming up next. Yeah, and he's a former physics professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara. It's my hope that the new edition of A Forest Journey will make clear the imperative humanity faces, because losing our forests would not merely be the end of nature, it would be the end of us. It's one of Harvard's 100 great books. And so here we go with John Perlin. You call Gilgamesh the first environmental epic.
Well, the reason why I do that is because actually thanks to the Iraq War, actually, they found a new tablet of Gilgamesh, which is called the Ecological Gilgamesh. It was found in 2008. And rather than take the human point of view or the conqueror's point of view, it takes the tree's point of view.
Ooh. Ooh.
So what it does, it describes the tree, the forest, as a living environment. With, can you imagine, this is the Middle East, this is devoid of any large mammals. They talk about the chatter of monkeys. They talk about elephants. And archaeological finds over the last decade have discovered that these descriptions are based in fact.
Hmm. And so when you say
that's probably the most amazing, and sad part of the story is there were tens of thousands of large mammals all over the Middle East about 5,000 years ago. And Gilgamesh is the, I guess you would call him as the icon for civilization's destruction.
And vandalism, as you call it, but in 2008, this finding of the second text, where is that? How can we find that?
It's referenced in my new edition. Doing a new edition so amazingly wonderful was that so much knowledge had been acquired after the first edition came out, that I was ready once Patagonia tapped me to go full steam and present a very new book.
Yeah, no, I love that, and I read it pretty carefully, but it's just to all of our team, it's a huge and beautiful. It is beautiful as a thing, as a living thing, book, and I somehow missed the second find of the tree's point of view, but I will go back over it.
Actually, it also has a you might say a rethought of Gilgamesh's companion about what they did as they're sailing down in their timber rafts. Enkidu, who became Gilgamesh's principal companion, looks at Gilgamesh and says, "I think we've turned the cedar forest into a wasteland. How shall we face our gods?" And here you have the birth of the first environmental ethic of of a human being feeling very guilty of what he had previously done.
Right.
And that's so, and that's the same question we have to ask ourselves today. It's actually exactly the question that Enkidu asked Gilgamesh.
Well, and that's, how did we get here? And there's many, many ways. Your book is dedicated to that so that we're really informed, and then we touch on it, and what shall we do? So and then you say, that the gods sentenced, Enkidu with an illness, right? The curse of Humbaba, yeah?
Well, that is an interesting story because Gilgamesh thinks he really did a great thing, and he's actually like a frat boy. He's telling all the women, his fabulous destruction, and at the same time, simultaneously, the gods are mulling over, what sentence these two characters should face, and in Semitic consciousness, what is worse is the worst possible outcome is when you no longer have your best person to say, address your funeral. And so what they do is they sentence Enkidu to death by the illness, and therefore Gilgamesh is left, without a companion. And so after that sentence, Gilgamesh wanders throughout the Middle East looking for the meaning of life. Because he's destroyed life by destroying the forest, he now has to search for it.
Which we are with him in that journey, yeah?
Exactly. Well, that's why I just couldn't. I said, do I owe these authors of the Epic of Gilgamesh a royalty? Because you made my book. And so I was looking around, but unfortunately, 5,000 years had passed, and I guess copyright had long expired. But it was just handed me on a platter, and I didn't understand why nobody addressed this story before.
Well, we all have our dedications to contribute our gifts, right? And you receive the baton, which is perfect. And as I said in our backstage notes, I said you were so playfully receptive on April 20th show when I said, "Do you know the Sabian symbol, the image for where the sun was when you were born? It's coal miners emerging from a dark pit into the sun." And you said, "Oh, I love that."
Well, I love that because it was a forest journey. Was birthed from my first book, which was The History of Solar Energy. And the reason for that was that all societies would turn to the sun for heating their buildings after they ran out of wood fuel and destroyed their forests. So I asked the question, if wood was the primary fuel of all civilizations, just as oil is the major fuel for today's civilizations, it must have played a major role in every aspect of literature, every aspect of the life of its people.
Yes. Right. So, well, so I love that. So that is the whole history of sunlight. So that's a very deft image. And then I did say I was going to just bring up a skosh of your astrological chart, because it's so resonant. You know, we're all in this dream together. So this is the John Perlin part of ourselves and his fantastic book, A Forest Journey, The Role of Trees and the Fate of Civilization, which again we're offering as a magnetizing pledge incentive to this station and this show by calling 1-800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org for a pledge of $190, or pledge anything. Right, and you get Storytelling for Change, Celebration of Harry Belafonte. Any amount is completely welcome, but for this, A Forest Journey, that's really great. But I'm also looking at your Mercury, your Mercury overhead when you're born at 29 Virgo, language craft, and its image is an emergency call. One's attention goes to matters at hand, and it's all coming alive now in your timing, right? So it's like you are a language crafting exhortational voice. Yes, he is a language crafting educational voice, our wonderful John Perlin. And for truly this dedicated work, which is A Forest Journey, it should be included in all curriculums in our ongoing task of becoming good Earth citizen stewards. Yeah, and answering Antonio Machado's query, what have we done with the garden entrusted to us? So crucial. So here we are, team. Again, and thank you so much, Anonymous in Albany, who pledged for the Silver Branch and the Other World Forest Magic and Plant with Plant and Fungi Allies by Sean Patrick O'Donoghue, who were waving to him, recovering in the hospital. He's doing good. And Anonymous says, my number one show. That's great. We want to prime the pump. We're here now. We want to do really well. This is the last fun drive for the Visionary Activist Show this season. Here we go. So, yeah, and so many things. We're 40 days out from the election, vote for the earth, be fully informed and dedicated, and vote for the earth. This could be a huge evolutionary change time, but the danger is equal. The danger of Lebanon, and again, we have so many allies, and one of my great allies who listens to this show on occasion and to my Monday Night Trickster Training Council, we're from her home in Lebanon, Zina Takyadene. And she says, oh, thank you, culture of syncretism and welcoming, listening to your call. It was 3 a.m. when she was listening, and so lucky got to hear the Algerian song, which we just played for you. I needed it. Thank you. One heartbeat drumming. Right, so we have listeners in Lebanon. Come on, team. Pledge for them. Again, 800-439-5732, and the suppression of Al Jazeera, because Israel planning some big, terrible things and doesn't want any witnesses. We're pledging that we tell the story, that we echo Al Jazeera, that we give voice to the voices from Gaza, that we, all of that, and the voices of the birds as well. There's something fabulous I just posted on my Facebook, which is, who needs the Weather Channel when you have the Birdcast? The bird said, nope. The entire eastern seaboard last night was shut down by the birds. They're like, we're not going anywhere. And it's a great graphic. It's like, whoa, they know that Hurricane Helene is coming. Even up here close to Washington, D.C., it's all one thing, right? It's like, ooh, it's kind of a spooky, warm, moist, tropical thing, like, ooh. And then for all of our kin, in Cuba and Cancun, and then on into the States and, Panhandle of Florida, woof, woof, up to Atlanta, again. And remember, if the Dementors were to win, they would abolish, the weather service, right? The hurricane tracking system, anything that supports life. There's a lot on the line, team. There's a lot on the line. So we are offering wonderful, useful things. 800-439-5732. And I'm going to engage John Perlin howling with us. And you can all join in howling to encourage pledging. So here's John Perlin and I howling to magnetize pledges. 800-439-5732 is your form of howling. That's the our howling is in order to resonate your howling, which would be by calling 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org, where you can have this fantastic book, A Forest Journey, John Perlin here, being such a good coyote wizard sport, pitching his book for our reciprocal benefit.
Actually where we lived when my son was like 3 years old, the howling drowned out anything else in the world where we lived.
Right. But neither one of us can quite do the coyote thing. I know Coyote Canyon can actually do a pretty good coyote, but I can't quite do that shrill thing. But it's humming in all of us, you know. And so we're really inviting everyone to pledge to this show and this station, Visionary Activist Show and KPFA, to have, you know, windfalls of wherewithal to unfurl in its dedication in abundant creativity, because it's not performance; it's dedicated community. Magic, really. Is
well,
what's
actually,
going
howling
on here.
To tell your listeners makes me feel much more resonant with the entire universe.
Yes, 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 exactly. Come howl with John Perlin and myself, and the form of howling that would be such a wonderful reciprocal thing would be by calling 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org. Oh, come on, team. We need $100 anyway. $100 anyway, which will make our... For us howling. And as he said, we said together, you know, pledging is a form of howling. Because we're voting for everything that we love. You know, part of the dynamic of now is for each person to dedicate to be a cultural agent and storyteller on behalf of what we love and what we are in nature. And in accord with that, our thank you gifts, you know, A Forest Journey by John Perlin for a pledge of $190, The Role of Trees in Civilization. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful book, visually, just as a, as well as, you know, a huge, you know, tome, a wonderful, wonderful resource, you know, to put in all libraries as well. A Forest Journey by John Perlin for a pledge of $190. The Silver Branch in the Other World by our colleague Sean Patrick O'Donohue for a pledge of $120. Alan Watts, we're still waiting for you, Thomas Beasy, for a pledge of $120. 28-hour collection, either digital or CD. There we go. And many, many other things if you want other things to entice you. But again, 800-439-5732 would be super wonderful. You know, and then thank you, Barry in Scotts Valley. Oh, okay, it's a monthly pledge. That's really great. I'm pledging because Caroline knows, unlike the third-party progressives who have lost all perspective and tell us that both Republican and Democrat for president are equally criminal, and knows that if Netanyahu's useful idiot Trump wins, it will seal the fate of the Palestinian people since he told Netanyahu to finish the job of genocide. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Barry. Yes, yes, we're conversing. We're conversing with respect and with equality and magnetizing synchronicity. We have a shared vision. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's good. Let's keep priming the pump, priming the pump. And I'm just going to goose us all. You know, we're pledging for support for Haitian immigration rights, you know, and we're pledging for today. Jack Smith is releasing mountains of evidence on Trump's vile threat to democracy on January 6th. And we're taking January 6th back by criminy. It's Twelfth Night. It's Epiphany. It's when the astrologers, the magi, the wizards, the listeners to this show arrived, right? It's like we're taking it back. And just remember, the Dementors are always and only self-referential, right? We want to be agents of truth-telling, you know, and spiral things out, you know, to be able to... Right now, there's a number of patterns in the chart called sesquiquadrates, which are about warning. Big Mama, the moon, is warning us about bamboozling and saying that to navigate now, we need a raggle-taggle team of quirky people, Right, and that's all of us. Oh, thank you, Michael and Pacifica. That's right. That you did it. You did. You came. Thank you. Pledging for Alan Watts, a master collection. That's really good. We're doing pretty good. Let's do even more. I'm going to take just some precious time out to play a smidge of. Let me see if I can reach for it. Yes, I can. Well, reaching. Just to rouse us, we're going to take time out from the verbal pitching to go back to music and pledge during this music. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. This is Heli Meli by Hamid El Sheri. Is Libya's most popular music. And the words are fantastic. You know, it's like step by step, we'll tell the sorrow to leave us. Let love be our path. Step by step, song by song, we will surround life with our desire. So here's here's a portion, at least, of Heli Meli. But while it's playing, do call. Oh, thank you, Rebecca in Daly City. That's wonderful. So do call while Heli Meli is playing. Let it rouse you. Let it rouse you. Step by step, we will tell sorrow to leave. Let love be our path. Here we go. Here's Heli Meli. Great. Okay, we're fading out on Heli Meli, wonderful Hamid El Sheri in Libya. Right, because we're all in this dream together. We want syncretic embrace, syncretic welcoming to all the cultures. We're all one thing, you know, and that's what we're voting for, especially all of flora, fauna, fungi, definitely. And remember that song, and bless your hearts. Some of you did pledge while it was playing. Thank you, Anonymous in Berkeley, who pledged. I love you. It was wonderful. Thank you, Art in Healdsburg, who pledged while the song was playing. Remember, that song is so great. We'll tell sorrow to leave us. Let love be our path. Step by step, song by song, we will surround life with our desire. Mars, desire, is at 12 Cancer. It's right on top of the U.S. sun right now. This country can change step by step. you know, again, 40 days out, you know, let's avert the destruction of the world. Let's go for the full moon dragon team. Let's woof, you know, let's vote for the all of flora, fauna, fungi. So we're offering very fun, wonderful gifts, you know, as a thank you, but pledge any amount that's significant to you. Surprise us. That would be great. But we're offering a forest journey from John Perlin, who was kind enough to howl in support of Fun Drive. And he said, you know, pledging is a form of howling. That's for a pledge of $190. The Silver Branch in the Other World by Sean Patrick O'Donohue. Wonderful, wonderful colleague, frequent guest. You know, so is John Perlin. You know, and Alan Watts, again, somebody just pledged. Thank you, Thomas. You did it. I love you. You know, and so 800-439-5732. We've got 6 minutes left. That would be really wonderful. We're doing really good. We're priming the pump. You know, but again, yeah, and I love, you know, John in San Francisco who pledged a generous amount. Oh, no, wait, somebody else did. Yes, he did pledge a generous amount. I'm so glad to have the astrology show. Well, astrology, regardless of what anybody thinks about it, even astrologers, it's a beautiful language from antiquity about what it means to be a fully participatory Earth citizen. That's what it is. We all have imagination. We all have dedication. We all have desire, you know, what we desire. You know, and the Western esoteric path was the path of desire, meaning that all desires, when they're cooked and everything's getting cooked, is ultimately for collective well-being. And let's just define political engagement as dedication to collective well-being. That's what we're doing, you know, and engaging in reciprocal blessing. And engaging, you know, with this show, the Visionary Activist Show, going on to its 29th year, and the mothership, KPFA, you know, as sources of information, you know, that we, you know, if Al Jazeera is silenced, you know, because terrible things are being done and planned, you know, and the U.S. has been part of that in Al Jazeera's, you know, history of being attacked, you know, but now it's Israel. but still, we're supporting Al Jazeera. We will carry Al Jazeera's voice. We will carry the voices from Gaza. You know, the many splendid voices from, you know, on Instagram, you know, Bissan, I mean, many. And that's what we're voting for, that everything have its voice, so that everyone is fully informed in the deepest of ways. You know, Maria in Berkeley, thank you so much. A magic pledge of $13. Yes, we love that. You are the absolute best forever and ever. Thank you. Reciprocal blessings. Steve in Sausalito, thank you so much. You just gave for the fun of it. We go, yes, and you can too. Think of it as your howling. It's your howling. 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. You know, Saturn quintiles Uranus right now. It's a, you know, there's such generosity. Never before has magic been more needed or more available. And remember, we just define magic as a willingness to cooperate with everything. You know, and Janet and Crockett, California, Pledge for Bay Area Wildlife, an irreverent guide by Jeff Miller, illustrated by Otis Kaufman. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're doing good, team. Let's do even more. Let's howl. Arr! And pledging is part of our howl. I love this. And we are all pledging. As we pledge, we just add it with a blessing that we are dedicating to being cultural agents and storytellers on behalf of what we love in nature and are in nature. You know, we're voting for more than humans. You know, this is really it. And Jane Goodall supports it, going, vote for the candidate who's least likely to destroy the earth, right? Vote for the candidate who has some awareness of climate. You know, I think it's kind of clear, right? We're composting the grumpitudinous harumphitude, going, no. It's like, this is it. This is really important, dedicated time. We're 40 days out. That's how long Inanna spent in the underworld. You know, and so here we go. Oh, and thank you, Martha and Sebastopol. Two tickets, KPFA Election Night Watch. Oh, that's adorable. Whoops. Oh, we're doing. We so need visionary activism in KPFA now and forever. May it be so. A woman. Thank you, Martha and Sebastopol. Robert, Robert, in American Canyon, California, keep moving forward into a new paradigm. Yes, age of community, age of Aquarius, finding your way meditations. That's good. That's good, team. I'm so impressed. This is our last, you know, fun drive for right now. We've got 1.5 minutes. Let's keep, this is a great rhythm. It's a great rhythm. Again, we're treating each other well, and we're increasing the rate of synchronicity, the right funding, the right contact, the right message, you know, and each one listening is a citizen, Earth citizen participant, you know, because did you know is a hugely important way, because nobody minds being asked, did you know about this? Did you know about this? You know, and so the more informed we are, you know, unless we ask, did you know, in a snarky way, but did you know, people are like, no, I didn't know that. Let us all be messengers of did you know? Did you know about this? You might want to know about this thing about Project 25. You might want to know about this. You might want to know about, you know, this dedicated good infrastructure, you know, climate change bill that's being implemented. Did you know? You know, we are here to be informed participants. That's part of our responsibility of being Earth citizens, right? And the mothership KPFA is great. She's a great vessel, a container of dedication, and a boat, right? The Visionary Activist Show is a sturdy craft, right? We're craft and a sturdy, crafty vessel. Craft, as we know from Max Dashu, means power from dedication. Dedication is powerful. And right now we're just saying, you know, let everything be imbued with dedicated magic. You know, that pledging 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org is a form of participatory magic for collective well-being. You know, pledge for the animals that can't pledge. I have a lot of animals listen to this show, I'm told. The dogs like it, the cats like it. You know, if you played it in the forest, some people play the show while gardening. The plants like it. So pledge for the plants and the animals and the wolves and the coyotes and the slime mold. You know, and all of our, and the mycelia, you know, and again, our wonderful offering, A Forest Journey by John Perlin for $190, Silver Branch in the Other World for a pledge of $120. Lots to do with psilocybin and psilocybe mushrooms and the mycelia. Let us be more and more like mycelia. Thank you, team. Thank you, team. 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. You know, keep moving it forward. Thanks always to Kirsten Thomas, who is just a fantastic teammate. You know, may we all be good teammates to each other. And here we go. Thank you. Woof, woof. Woof. Woof.